This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. It's Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon in Dallas. Stop on by, something to eat, something to drink. So waiting for you. Watch the games. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Salute to my guy over here, Terry Dottolo. He grew up in the New Jersey area. Went to OU. He and his wife are here enjoying the fan. And
She just
won a Dak Prescott.
Ginger got her Dak jersey.
Still have some Cowboys hats we can give away, and they're entering you to win Cowboys tickets. So a swing on by here, Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon in Dallas. We'll get to Jared Sandler around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. Here's Woolchuck with some last-minute Cowboys content going into the weekend.
All right, we got some bold predictions from The Athletic. Our buddy Saad Youssef putting this together. You guys tell me, true or fart? You going with these bold predictions or not? Number one, Micah Parsons, Eric, will win Defensive Player of the Year unanimously.
Wow.
And this
talk
is,
about domination.
In this establishment, in this game, I'm probably going to go true every single time.
Woo! Let's go!
Yeah, I'll go true there. That just everything, the stars are aligning. He has been a phenom from day one. And now it's time to put it all together for a full season in a new scheme that I think suits him even better. And it's time for him to unleash. He's entering the actual prime years of his physical career.
He's priming.
Yeah, the push is going to have to come in November and December because he's had a little fall off as the season's kind of – he starts off really, really well. You know, they're going to play some better competition. You're going to play some better offensive linemen. I feel like, though, that Mike Zimmer will move him around. I mean, him and Zimmer are on a good path together here. But I think November, December is going to tell the story here because there has been some games where, you know, at the end he's slowed down.
I don't feel like he's been enough of a professional up to this point in his career. But I do believe Mike Zimmer, he's got a ton of respect going towards Mike Zimmer. I think Mike's going to be able to keep him accountable, keep him on track. And the way that he moves him around, I still can't see it. You're talking about like seven or eight other great candidates. Unanimously?
Yeah, that you hit it. So I'm going to forward on it unanimously.
Yeah.
But it is true. He is winning Defensive Player of the Year this year, and it's all because of the way Mike Zimmer is going to use him. It's going to be so difficult for offenses to be able to key on where the hell is Micah coming from. He's blitzing him over the A-gap. He's going to rush him as a true edge. He'll be lining up off-balls, linebacker, and blitzing to try and get to the quarterback. He's going to be moved around to where he's not just static, quite like Dan Quinn had him and was using him the last couple of years. I think Zim's going to use him as a chess piece that's going to have him eaten. And I think he finally does hit the 15-sack mark, maybe even more this year.
There you go. He's going to have as many sacks this season as I did wings today at Buffalo Wild
Hell
Wings.
Hell yeah, buddy.
That's crushing fantastic.
15, that was incredible.
All right, Brian.
You can get 18, by the way. I've done the math.
You've 18
within
range.
For sure.
Easy.
Thank
okay.
you. Yeah. Thank you.
I think you can hit that 20. I'm gonna push you for two more.
Appreciate y'all. Let's go. Feel confident.
All right, Dak's going to lead the NFL in touchdown passes again. He did it last year with 36.
That's a fart. He'll probably lead the NFL in picks, though.
Gosh, dang it.
You know, if they don't get a running game together, he might have to do that again. So, yeah, I mean, that could be a true. Dawson.
I'm just – is it fair to question the sensibilities of Walchuk playing this game in this establishment?
It's my bad. I think, you know, what you're looking at is, you know –
should probably be a true or false situation.
2 years ago,
that's fart.
Poor guy's trying to eat his chicken wings over here. He's got that's blue fart. Cheese. Got
blue. Oh, the word fart does it for him.
I think what we're looking at is kind of that year that Tyron Smith missed most of the games. The amount of pressure Dak was getting blindside. That's why he had so many turnovers last year or 2 years ago. Yeah. And then last year they're gone. Why? Tyron was mostly healthy.
Yeah,
you put a rookie out there. I think we're thinking double-digit picks, probably. Maybe he'll get the touchdowns as well, though. We'll call it a Favre season.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be tough to do it back-to-back seasons.
There we go.
I think that one's going to be a flatulence.
True or Favre? Let's call it that.
Okay. Deuce Vaughn. This one's definitely a fart. Deuce Vaughn leads the Cowboys in all-purpose yards.
Ouch.
Oh, my gosh.
He might be inactive this week.
Who put this?
This was Sod. This is Athletic.
This is
– they're bold predictions. That's bold.
That's very bold.
Yeah. It's very bold.
Flournoy,
Steven. That's still going to be
What do you prefer in this time of year when we're getting people alleging that they're going bold with something? Is it a guy like Saad that you appreciate more who's really shooting for the stars?
Yeah.
Or is it somebody who kind of – it's like bold prediction, but it's Dak's going to be a
top
three MVP guy. CeeDee Lamb's going to catch 100 passes.
Mike is going to get double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
You know?
So I do appreciate his willingness to, like, get so bold. Like, he's stretching.
Well, he's giving us 10 of them.
I want, like, 20 to 30 percentile. You know, between 3-1 and 5-1.
He's hanging in the single digits.
That's probably the worst one he's got on here. All right, how about Cowboys boast a top 10 run defense?
You know, how do you really grade that in terms of, like, what do you mean by that? They give up the 10th least amount of rushing yards. You know, like, what's the actual measurement here?
They'll do yards per carry. Yards per carry. I'm going to go true.
Yeah, it's a lot of damage.
I think it's true, and I think because of A, better linebacker play, B, the safeties. I think you got a better tackling with you. Now Wilson's got to kind of figure out angles a little bit better. We saw in the Arizona game there was some problems when he overshot some stuff. But I feel like, to me, when you look at this defensive line, they'll probably be better on the edge, especially on the right side of things, playing the run defense, and maybe with the linebackers.
They're not helping Jane at all on NFL Network right now, standing next to Baldy. She looks so darn tiny.
Oh, my gosh.
She's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
well, he's
great. It's fitness season.
Baldy's a giant bear. I mean, that dude
is a former NFL offensive lineman.
The camera's bad. It's like they've got butter on the lens or something. Yeah. I mean, it's not a very clear shot.
Might have some condensation.
All right, let's try to get two more in here. Jordan Lewis leads the team in interceptions.
Okay, there you go. I like something like that.
That's bold.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he is a ball god, as Malik Collins said gloriously a number of years ago in Sound from the Sidelines, but how are you going to bet against Diggs, you know? That's
a tough one. Oh, and Bland. Yeah. I mean, both of them are just...
Plus, Lewis always getting hurt. Well, Bland's hurt. I could see...
Yeah, you think Bland... He could miss four games and still not lead him? Maybe. Yeah, you're right.
He could have more than Lewis.
He definitely could have more than J. Lou.
Yeah.
It's tough to bet against Diggs, I guess.
Off the injury, though, it makes sense that it would be...
I mean, I think it would be Diggs or Bland still. Yeah. Even Bland missing four games, I think it would have more than Lewis.
I'm a big fan of Jordan Lewis. You know, I like how he speaks his mind. Tells people to shove it.
He's a great interview.
Yeah.
He is. And he plays his tail off. But there's just some moments, you know, where he can get exploited a little bit. All right, Jalen Tolbert is second on the team in receiving yards.
That's Ferguson.
I agree.
Did Stephen Jones say KT, Kevontae Turpin, was wide receiver 3 today? Or was I completely...
Did he say JT?
Maybe he said JT.
I think JT. Okay,
because yeah, Brian asked him about Tolbert specifically.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense. JT.
Because I didn't hear him talking about Turpin, but.
But I was like, are we calling him KT now?
Is he KT?
Turpin?
All right, last one for you. Cowboys don't return any kickoffs for touchdowns. I know you disagree, Gavin, because you think Terp's going for two.
Yeah, two house calls. New rules. Eventually, they'll, you know.
I think he gets one this year.
I think what will happen is if he has some early success, people just say, take the ball on the 30.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen. If teams can't figure out how to cover the kicks, they're just going to kick the ball into the end zone.
We need to take the kickoff back another 5-10 yards. Start getting some excitement.
And just from Rap Sheet, Justin Fields expected to start for the Steelers on Sunday.
Well,
right on. Let's get them on the schedule soon.
You kind of know that, though?
Wilson questionable? He's questionable.
All right. Got to run live. Buffalo Wild Wings in Lemon. We're back with Jared Sandler around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. And Sandler joins us to walk into the Rangers pregame show next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, welcome back, Nation. Live at Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon in Dallas. Rangers pregame's coming up in 12 minutes. This segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels as well. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. As Jared Sandler joins us now, his preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good evening, Jared. How the heck are you?
I'm great, guys. Just watching SMU and ready for some NFL tonight and some Rangers baseball.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you about that. How difficult is it to conduct a play-by-play broadcast while maybe your favorite football team is on?
Yeah, well, hypothetically speaking, if that were to ever happen, thank gosh for technology and streaming apps and devices. And if some players get misidentified tonight, maybe Devontae Smith, it's a fly ball, or Christian Watson beats out an infield single, then you'll know why.
It is football country, no doubt about it. But people love their Rangers, and people love their Elvis Andrews, and he's in the building tonight. How are the vibes so far? Are there any signs of Elvis celebrating going on?
I wish I could tell you yes. I don't know. Slow-arriving crowd here on a high school football Friday. But I think I've seen it on social media, the outpouring of support for Elvis. And, you know, I think I said this the other day, or we were talking about it, but you know, if you're just a random, like, Reds fan or whatever, you look at his numbers and you're like, I mean, you know, 2,000 hits, 300 stolen bases, that's really, really impressive. But, you know, he's one of these guys who I think the amount of attention that he garners for his place within the franchise is honestly equal to that of guys in other franchises who maybe have, borderline Hall of Fame type numbers, right? But that's just not the case with Elvis. But he had such a big impact on this organization. He connected so well with the fan base. He was such a big part of some really good teams, kind of as the engine and the energy in 2010 and 2011. And, it makes a ton of sense as to why he's so beloved by the fans.
I know that Wash was asked about him, Elvis, as being maybe a potential coach at some point. Is that something Elvis has said he wants to do?
No, he has not explicitly said that. I do think, Eric, that Elvis will be a part of the organization in some capacity. Whether that's as an advisor, as a rover, as a uniform coach, would he not be great as a broadcaster, contributing to breaking things down? So, and maybe it's multiple things, right? Maybe he has some sort of role in the front office while also helping out with the broadcast. I mean, heck, Dan Wilson was doing that for the Mariners, and next thing you know, he's managing the Mariners when Jerry DePoto gets fired. Scott Service. So I think whatever it is, Elvis will be a part of the organization. As far as, being, incredibly outspoken about wanting to get into coaching or something in that capacity, he hasn't quite said that yet.
It's always fun, at least for me, the nostalgia now of seeing Elvis next to Ron, and then you've got Ian Kinsler there as well, and Michael Young. Anything stand out? Any fun moments from the presser?
Well, Wash told a great story, about Elvis. I don't know how well it'll translate without the visuals, but, the first time he met Elvis, he was hitting ground balls, and Elvis decided he was done, and he kind of gave the, I don't know how else to say this, I'm going to slit your throat sign, but also could be like the, hey, I'm done, cut it out, I'm good. And Wash called him over and said, buddy, you're not done until I tell you you're done. Get your you-know-what back out there. And Wash hit one more ground ball, and then Wash gave him the sign, said, we're done, and walked away.
I love it. I love when Ron's in the house, but I would love to see him get swept this weekend. Jared, how's it set up for the potential of that?
Well, Harrison Garabito's done a nice job whenever his number's been called. He's going to set the tone as the starter tonight, and the Rangers obviously are rolling, having won 8 of their last 10. So, hopefully, the Angels stink. So it's not like they're going to be putting up a tremendous challenge just on paper, but we know that games obviously aren't won and lost on paper.
If you're inside that clubhouse, are you thinking about watching the Astros and scoreboard watching there, or are you just trying to get back to .500, let the chips fall where they will?
Yeah, I think you just got to start winning games, and maybe you get to the point where scoreboard watching is, it makes more sense. Listen, these guys are all looking at the scoreboard, let's be real, but in terms of the intense inning by inning, what's going on, they got to just start winning a few more games, then maybe it comes back into play.
Love it, dude. Have a good weekend. We'll catch you up with you next week.
You guys as well.
He's at Jared Sandler on X, the number one Rangers insider for anybody's money. Great play-by-play guy and one of the best pre- and post-game show hosts you're going to find anywhere in the big leagues. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings for having us out here on Lemon. Okay, KNC Masterpiece will be back out next week in all football season. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup at Master Control there at 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can, 4.5 hours flawless. Salute to Ramon Castro, their remote engineer here, taking good care of us on the remote broadcast. And, of course, Chiafalo and Wolchuk and Broadus, the pregame Sunday at 12:30. Till then, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation at ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.